In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The second Sunday in Advent is the church's great summons to the Word of God. The collect that we have just prayed is one of the most treasured in the 1928 Book of Common Prayer. And it is one of the most profound summaries of Anglican spirituality. It teaches us not only that God has given us the scriptures, but why he gave us the scriptures. That by hearing, reading, marking, learning, and inwardly digesting them, we may lay hold upon the blessed hope of everlasting life. So, today's lessons all declare that the Word of God is certain. The Word of God is saving, and the Word of God is sustaining. In sharp contrast to the instability and the confusion of the world in which we live. Advent turns our eyes toward Christ's coming again, and scriptures, the Bible, strengthens our hearts to live faithfully until that day when he shall come to judge the living and the dead. St. Paul echoes in his epistle to the Romans, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. So, Scripture teaches us. Scripture corrects us. Scripture upholds us. But Scripture also consoles us. It gives patience when life is slow and painful. And Scripture gives comfort when life is heavy. So, Advent is a season of waiting, and no one can wait faithfully without the nourishment of God's Word. No one can wait faithfully without the nourishment of the Bible. St. Paul goes further that scriptures give us hope. Not vague optimism, but hope that is rooted in God's faithfulness. St. Paul says that we, through patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. So, what is this hope about? The hope of the church is not in earthly kingdoms. The hope of the church is not in political powers. The hope of the church is not in human betterment. The hope of the church is in the promise of Jesus Christ, who has come and who will come again. So the Word of God, the Bible, forms this hope in us like a lamp in the night, guiding our steps. And St. Paul, in today's epistle, concludes with a prayer worthy of Advent. St. Paul says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, This joy, my friends, and this peace do not come from the world. They come from faith in the word and promises of God. Faith does not come, the joy and peace do not come from the world. They come from faith in the word and promises of God. Then our Lord's words in the gospel are full of solemn warning. He speaks of signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars, of distress of nations, of fear and perplexity as the world trembles. These things, my friends, are not meant to unsettle us, but to awaken us. This is going to happen, so we must awake from being sleep, from sleep. Christ does not describe chaos so that his disciples despair, no, but so that we may look up. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The world sees terror. The Christian sees the approaching footsteps of the Redeemer. The Lord tells us that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Here again, the theme of the day returns with force. All things change, but the word of God remains. All things change, but the word of God remains. The believer anchors his or her heart not in the stability of the word, but in the unchanging word of Christ. We cannot anchor on the world, but on Christ. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other word is sinking sand. And again, the Lord warns us to be ready. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with drunkenness and cares of this life. In other words, my friends, do not let the world numb your soul. The world is numbing so many souls today. People are moving away from Christ, moving away from the church, believing the world. We must remember now, Advent calls us to spiritual sobriety. Advent calls us to attentiveness. Advent calls us to watchfulness. All of this shaped by Scripture. Read, mark, learn, and inward digest. All of this shaped by the Bible. So, the collect urges us not merely to hear the word, but to inwardly digest it. To hear the scripture is good, but without marking them, they slip away. I remember my grandmother when I used to visit her, with her Bible, all marked up. Yes. To hear the scriptures is good, but without marking them, they slip away. To mark the scriptures is good, but without learning, they remain external. To learn the scriptures is good, but without inwardly digestion, they remain theory. But when the word is inwardly digested, when the word becomes part of our very soul, then it shapes our desires. It governs our decisions. It strengthens our hope. And it prepares us for Christ's coming. Advent is a time to return to the scriptures with fresh hunger, to drink from the well of God's truth, and to anchor our souls in His promises. So, my dear friends, the world is restless, the world is fearful, and the world is confused. But the Christian lives by a different light, the sure and certain word of God. Yes, let us then, as a people, be shaped by the word, be sustained by the word, be comforted by the word, and made ready by the word for the coming of Christ. May God grant that during this Advent season, we may indeed embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.